Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Activity 1. Listen to 3 instances of talk. After each listening, choose the best answer A, B or C for items 1 to 6. A. Read item 1. Listen and respond.
I'm Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Prescriptions are an important way to treat medical conditions. You need to know why you're taking a prescription and if it could interact with other medicines, vitamins, or food. Know the name of the medicine, when to take it, and if you'll need refills. If you don't understand the instructions, ask your doctor or pharmacist to help. Taking an active role in your health care is essential to keeping yourself safe and healthy. To learn more, visit ahrq.gov.
Read item 2. Listen again and respond.
I'm Dr. Carolyn Clancy, Director of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Prescriptions are an important way to treat medical conditions. You need to know why you're taking a prescription and if it could interact with other medicines, vitamins, or food. Know the name of the medicine, when to take it, and if you'll need refills. If you don't understand the instructions, ask your doctor or pharmacist to help. Taking an active role in your health care is essential to keeping yourself safe and healthy. To learn more, visit ahrq.gov.
B. Read item 3. Listen and respond.
Michelle Adamson. Two men have drowned in a reservoir in Greater Manchester. Police were called to Knott Hill Reservoir in Ashton-under-Lyne just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, following reports that the pair, who were in their late teens, had gone under the water and hadn't resurfaced. Two bodies were later recovered. An investigation into the deaths is underway.
Read item 4. Listen again and respond.
I'm Michelle Adamson. Two men have drowned in a reservoir in Greater Manchester. Police were called to Knott Hill Reservoir in Ashton-under-Lyne just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, following reports that the pair, who were in their late teens, had gone under the water and hadn't resurfaced. Two bodies were later recovered. An investigation into the deaths is underway.
C. Read item 5. Listen and respond.
Many fuel lines were broken during the hurricane, and highly explosive vapors may still be present in many buildings. Plus, explosive gases such as methane may accumulate from decaying materials. Open all windows when you enter a building. If you smell gas or hear gas escaping, don't smoke, light matches, operate electrical switches, or use telephones, including cell phones. Leave immediately. Leave doors and windows open. Notify emergency authorities and don't return until they tell you it's safe. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Read item 6. Listen again and respond.
I
Many fuel lines were broken during the hurricane, and highly explosive vapors may still be present in many buildings. Plus, explosive gases such as methane may accumulate from decaying materials. Open all windows when you enter a building. If you smell gas or hear gas escaping, don't smoke, light matches, operate electrical switches, or use telephones, including cell phones. Leave immediately. Leave doors and windows open. Notify emergency authorities and don't return until they tell you it's safe. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Activity 2. Read items 7 and 8. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Five things you need to know about resume mistakes. First, spelling mistakes and grammatical errors. If you are careless enough to send out this important document with a mistake, managers say they immediately assume you'll never care enough about the work you send out representing my company. So hit spell check and then have another pair of eyes look at your resume before you send it out.
Listen again and check your answers.
Five things you need to know about resume mistakes. First, spelling mistakes and grammatical errors. If you are careless enough to send out this important document with a mistake, managers say they immediately assume you'll never care enough about the work you send out representing my company. So hit spell check and then have another pair of eyes look at your resume before you send it out.
Read items 9 and 10. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Second, details of every task you've ever performed and every job you've ever had. Experts say it's too much information. Managers and recruiters need to know at a glance what makes you special. Focus on those details that pertain to the job for which you're applying.
Third, false information. Not only is lying on a resume unfair and dishonest, it's also not very intelligent. Companies verify dates of employment often after you start. If you've lied, they fire you. Nobody wants to hire a liar.
Listen again and check your answers.
Second, details of every task you've ever performed and every job you've ever had. Experts say it's too much information. Managers and recruiters need to know at a glance what makes you special. Focus on those details that pertain to the job for which you're applying.
Third, false information. Not only is lying on a resume unfair and dishonest, it's also not very intelligent. Companies verify dates of employment often after you start. If you've lied, they fire you. Nobody wants to hire a liar.
Read items 11 and 12. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Fourth, unexplained gaps in your work history. While job seekers should account for these gaps, they should be careful with their wording. The best advice: write down left work for personal reasons and then explain during your interview. Finally, a lack of professionalism. Colored paper, cutesy fonts, links to personal websites, and childish email addresses all scream unprofessional, and they're a huge turnoff to hiring managers.
Listen again and check your answers.
Fourth, unexplained gaps in your work history. While job seekers should account for these gaps, they should be careful with their wording. The best advice, write down "left work for personal reasons" and then explain during your interview. Finally, a lack of professionalism. Colored paper, cutesy fonts, links to personal websites, and childish email addresses all scream unprofessional, and they're a huge turnoff to hiring managers.
Activity 3. Read items 13 to 15. Listen to the first part of the conversation and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. All right, so...
Well, I'm just not sure what I should do because I'm living in this great house, and the woman that I live with, I get along with great. We get along really well, and I pay technically for a room, but I can use the entire house, and we share food, and, you know, there's never any issues with anything.
Right, yeah.
She's like my mother's age, she has an uncle who's 92.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and... his wife passed away last year.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she's been going up to New York. He lives in upstate New York.
Right.
She used to go to visit both of them and help them both out.
Mm-hmm.
But now that his wife has passed, for the winter, she wants him to come down and live with us.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked if it would be okay, and
right,
I didn't think it would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he came.
Listen again and check your answers. All right, so...
Well, I'm just not sure what I should do because I'm living in this great house, and the woman that I live with, I get along with great. We get along really well, and I pay technically for a room, but I can use the entire house, and we share food, and, you know, there's never any issues with anything.
Right, yeah.
She's like my mother's age, she has an uncle who's 92.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and his wife passed away last year.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she's been going up to New York. He lives in upstate New York.
Right.
She used to go to visit both of them and help them both out.
Mm-hmm.
But now that his wife has passed, for the winter, she wants him to come down and live with us.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked if it would be okay. And I didn't think it would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he came.
Read items 16 to 20. Listen to the second part of the conversation and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
I didn't think it would be a problem. So he came, very nice man, but she didn't mention his dog and his cat.
Oh, no.
And we already have 3 cats in the house. So not only is he great man, but practically blind, bumping into things all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Can't really hear much, so his dog barks all the time. And his cat doesn't get along with my roommate's cat, so they're fighting all the time. It's every morning I hear the cats fighting, and it's so annoying.
And you're the referee, right?
Well, I just don't even know what to do because I like saving the money. It's a very good cost, and normally we get along really well. Mm-hmm. If I just wait because it's only the winter, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I can suffer for a few months. But now she said that she's going to ask him to stay even longer because he really is deteriorating.
Right, yeah.
So I think she's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, she's the last relative that can mm-hmm, care mm-hmm, for him right, or right, that yeah, wants yeah, to yeah. care for him.
Listen again to the second part of the conversation and check your answers.
I didn't think it would be a problem. So he came, very nice man, but she didn't mention his dog and his cat.
Oh, no.
And we already have 3 cats in the house. So not only is he great man, but practically blind, bumping into things all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Can't really hear much, so his dog barks all the time. And his cat doesn't get along with my roommate's cat, so they're fighting all the time. It's every morning I hear the cats fighting, and it's so annoying.
And you're the referee, right?
Well, I just don't even know what to do because I like saving the money. It's a very good cost, and normally we get along really well. Mm-hmm. If I just wait, because it's only the winter, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I can suffer for a few months. But now she said that she's going to ask him to stay even longer because he really is deteriorating.
Right, yeah.
So I think she's doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. You know, she's the last relative that can mm-hmm, care mm-hmm, for him right, or right. that yeah, wants yeah, to yeah. care for him.
Activity 4. Listen to 5 people talking and decide what profession they are describing. For example, teacher, pharmacist, engineer, etc. Fill in each gap 21 to 25 with 1 appropriate word. 21.
This profession counsel clients about their legal rights and obligations, while the more visible tasks involve trying cases in a court of law. To effectively carry out these duties, a successful representative of this profession must be able to interpret complex legal documents and apply them to the appropriate situations.
22.
But they still spend much of their time assembling, installing, and repairing pipes for systems that carry everything from water and steam to oil and gas. They can be found at construction sites and in residential and commercial buildings, where a great deal of the work involves cutting, bending, threading, and joining pipes and fittings.
23.
Is someone who comes into a home, there are lots of different variations. You can come into a home and do a weekly clean. You can come into a home and do a one-time clean when somebody's moving out or just moving in.
24.
They are licensed medical doctors who diagnose, treat, and help prevent disorders of the mind. Whether one-on-one or in groups, they work with patients who have mental, emotional, or behavioral problems. Besides a fundamental knowledge of medicine, these doctors need persistence, empathy, and exceptional communication skills. Much of their time is spent talking with their patients, asking questions, and carefully listening to the answers.
25.
They handle the company's financial records, overseeing budgets, payments, expenses, and taxes. Diligence, integrity, and a good head for numbers are what count in this career.
Listen again and check your answers. 21.
This profession counsel clients about their legal rights and obligations, while the more visible tasks involve trying cases in a court of law. To effectively carry out these duties, a successful representative of this profession must be able to interpret complex legal documents and apply them to the appropriate situations. But they still spend much of their time assembling, installing, and repairing pipes for systems that carry everything from water and steam to oil and gas. They can be found at construction sites and in residential and commercial buildings, where a great deal of the work involves cutting, bending, threading, and joining pipes and fittings.
23.
Is someone who comes into a home, there are lots of different variations. You can come into a home and do a weekly clean. You can come into a home and do a one-time clean when somebody's moving out or just moving in.
24.
They are licensed medical doctors who diagnose, treat, and help prevent disorders of the mind. Whether one-on-one or in groups, they work with patients who have mental, emotional, or behavioral problems. Besides a fundamental knowledge of medicine, these doctors need persistence, empathy, and exceptional communication skills. Much of their time is spent talking with their patients, asking questions, and carefully listening to the answers.
25.
They handle the company's financial records, overseeing budgets, payments, expenses, and taxes. Diligence, integrity, and a good head for numbers are what count in this career.